The sun shines in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Farmers are busy harvesting their opium poppies. This year, for the third year in a row, they're looking at a bigger opium crop. Farmer Faiz Mohammed makes no apologies.
We are the poorest people in this area. If we don't cultivate poppies, we can't feed ourselves and our family. We have tried to cultivate corn and wheat, but that is too cheap. It doesn't bring a good income, and poppy crops bring good money.
The riches promised by opium stand in contrast to the rest of the country's struggling economy. Farmer Haji Abdullah says it is potential profit and not pressure from the Taliban that's feeding the opium harvest.
The Taliban have no influence here. The farmers themselves grow poppies because compared to the price of wheat, there's a huge difference. For instance, we sell 4 kilograms of corn for 100 Afghanis, but poppies bring 2,000 to 5,000 Afghanis. This is for the benefit of the farmers. We see a huge difference in the price.
A report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime warns Afghanistan could account for as much as 90% of the world's supply of heroin. The UN's Jean-Luc Lemahieu calls it a sign of failure.
I mean, we have seen an enormous inflow in this country over the last decade. And with regard to the drug control situation, we still see increases of the opium cultivation. So we cannot say in any ways, based on the facts, that we have succeeded. We have failed.
And Lemahieu warns farmers are not the only ones becoming dependent on opium.
This is one of the biggest diseases this country is facing at this moment. 1 million addicts. It's an enormous health problem. Who will pay for that?
A question far from the thoughts of the opium farmers in Helmand province, who say they have no other way to feed their families. Jeff Selden, VOA News.